Christopher, Montreal, and Nigel, welcome to WUWM at Night.
Thank you for having us.
Yay!
So glad to be here.
Okay, so I'll start off with you, Christopher. You're here to speak. All of you are here to speak about Broken Genius. So first of all, what is Broken Genius?
Well, it's an artistic experience encompassing various disciplines. So we're going to have literary and performance art, mostly done by spoken word artists such as Nigel. And we're also going to have a musical element to it, being scored or having a visual scored by a musician such as Montreal, who's a pianist. We also have a violinist and a guitarist, and we're going to have a visual component as well, which is going to be mainly my artwork and encompassing them all together for creating like a living movie experience. So the concept is exploring genius and seeing if it's something that, if broken, if it can be healed, which I believe it is possible to be healed, and using my life loosely and using Milwaukee as a case study for that. Mm. So it's interesting, and we're doing a lot of community endeavors as well, finalizing some things with schools to take a curriculum-based art experience to schools to create a movement rather than a moment, because I guess that's the trouble with art. You have these shows, whether they're galleries or slams, but they're just moments. Like, people are charged, they feel good, but how do you sustain that? And that's been my prayer, and I feel like we have a really good team, and it's going to be answered. So hopefully this is something that's sustained, and tours and all of that stuff.
Mm. And how long has this been together?
This is the premiere, actually, at the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. It's been in the works for about a year. So everyone was just drawn together, and it's a beautiful thing. Like, we've definitely become a lot more like a family, and a lot less more like a business enterprise. Because we all just like crack jokes and we just work really hard. So it's cool, as the laughs will confirm. We work very hard, but we get fun. We get real fun.
And Nigel, when did you come on board?
Oh, wow. Actually, I don't even remember, because like when you just said it's been a year, it's like, dude, it has been a year.
Yep.
It's like, so all I remember distinctly, it was probably when I got the official invitation. It was probably sometime in, like, I want to say March, maybe February.
It was early.
Probably earlier than that. And he just sat me down and said, hey, I'm thinking about having a show. And you run into a lot of people who say, yeah, they want to put a show together and bring different creatives together, different poets together, and have a show. I was like, okay, yeah, sure, why not? And he sat me down. He gave me the full explanation of what he was trying to accomplish and showed me the photography that he took, and was letting me know, yeah, you can just select one and then, you know, write a poem based on it. I was like, I don't like having sort of a project when it comes to doing poetry. It's like homework. Mm. But it was almost, it's like, yeah, you have to write a poem about what you see in that picture. It's like, But the pictures that he took, well, one, they were really, really good. And two, he was showing small pieces of each photo and then sharing with me what he saw, then asked what I saw, and then we were just sort of surprised and I don't want to, well, yeah, probably encouraged just by what I saw that he didn't and what he saw that I didn't. And so it's like, dude, I can totally get with this.
Mm.
And it just built from there.
Mm, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that struck me in the past just about art, is that everyone brings something different to it, and that gives it a unique power, I find. It's not literal, this is what it means, but it can mean so many different things to different people.
Right.
Montreal, so you came on, when did you come on, first of all?
It was April of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Chris had been talking about this project for quite some time, and I got a chance to see the photographs first before I even got the vision. Once I saw some of the pictures, I want to say that same day, he talked about a piece that he wanted to do with my son, and it was a picture. I won't do a spoiler. I won't say too much, but
yes.
It's the first one.
It was a very nice photograph, implementing something that was a national tragedy that my son was not physically a part of, but a representation of. I can honestly say I'm honored to be a part of the team, And the type of music that I do aside from this fit perfectly. You know, I'm more so into the scores for like movies or commercials or things like that. So jumping on this was, it was just the right thing to do at the right time. And I feel like Chris's vision, once he explained what he wanted, partnering up with the poets, the spoken word artists, and being able to put music was like scoring your first black and white film. So it's definitely an awesome opportunity.
So it seems like it's unique. It's something different from what you've done in the past, even though you're well experienced.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it seems like this is a unique project in that it's really, it's got its feet on the ground. It's not just some, you know, abstract concept of this is what we want to portray. It's really, I think you use the words raw truth. It's something that you really want to, you know, not water anything down, but not bludgeon people over the head either with this is the situation, but kind of bring, as you said, the beauty and the genius to light. But Christopher, you have some real experience in this arena. You wrote in the manifesto that you're someone that technically within the next year or so, you should be a statistic. And could you tell me a little bit about that, like how your own experience is informing this project?
Art's a reflection of life. So if we're communicating healing to the community, that means all of us are or have been broken. And there's a lot of things like behind the scenes, just in personal life, going on that we've all like talked about and prayed over concerning our own brokenness, because in this world, like, you have so many people who like idolize facades and things that are superficial, and you have to look like this, you have to act like this, you have to conform, be robotic, but it's not reality. So I think what we're doing is, and in the words of Mark Fairbanks of Translators, we're giving people the, I guess, opportunity to be human, to be broken. And I'm putting myself on the front line for that because my mother, she is a very active member of a very prominent African-American church. But my father is currently in a penitentiary for like drug selling, guns, things like that. So I have an extreme dichotomy in life. I've always lived in two worlds. So I was knowledgeable from a book standpoint, but I saw what I literally could have succumbed to. And I always have that dichotomy in life, as Kane can attest to, because we've grown up together pretty much. So he's seen all of it for the most part. I think it's one thing to like read statistics on a piece of paper. It's another thing to see someone who has been in that environment, who's lived in a war zone, but somehow he just made it out, to tell the tale for other people who probably won't be able to because their choices have them bound, whether it's children, whether it's things on paper such as parole, whether it's people being in jail. These things need to happen because they're not being properly represented. But it's not also like a dreary tale, because there's hope, because if you're broken, you can be healed. Most people get stuck on that fact, like, you're broken and that's it. They beat you over the head with that. The world will remember one mistake, but it takes forever for them to realize like the genius that is in just a child. Like, you have to cultivate that. And that's what I guess we're trying to do. Aside from like going into schools, we fellowship with one another. We're very creative. We're very active in the art scene. Like Nigel, he just did the Foxtail event with Dasha Kelly, right?
Yeah, that's this Friday.
Oh, you okay? Never mind. Yeah, I don't know dates. Never
that's
mind.
Cool. That's cool.
But yeah, with that, I guess we all obviously have a lot going on because I can't remember dates of my own peoples, but. I think it's beautiful just to show her humanity, to make mistakes and to be vulnerable, because that's how love works. Like, to have love, you have to be vulnerable. And that's what the city needs more than anything. The city needs love.
Do you feel like that's been a scary thing to do in the past, is to show vulnerability where, especially if you're considered a broken segment, or if there's some bias against where you're coming from, do you feel like that's... there's even more pressure to be perfect, to present yourself that way?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you have to think about it, to be, in the words of what, Nina Simone, to be young, gifted, and black, like, you're a target. regardless of age at this point, if you're a millennial, there's so many statistics against you as far as, like, you get a degree and 9 times out of 10, you might not work in the industry that you get the degree in. So you have to get 2 jobs just to maintain a household and to take care of bills. And let's not talk about healthcare and all these other different things. But our generation is so entrepreneurial, but that's not being like pushed. What's being pushed is conformity and uniformity. We're all going to be different, but I think it's time for us to celebrate that and to empower our generation, because there's going to be a point in time where these people at the table are going to be in positions of power. It might take a little time, but it's going to happen. But do you want the same and mundane, or do you want people who are able to relate and people who understand brokenness? Because it's one thing to be able to keep with, like, status quo and budget and all that other stuff, but you have to use your left and your right brain. But your brain is also connected to your heart. You have to use both.
That's kind of a way to infiltrate past the brain to get, to get past the rational mind. We were talking, you were talking about the events, and Nigel, you said there's something coming up this Friday that you're doing?
This Friday at the Renaissance Room. It's on Port Washington. Dasha Kelly, who is an amazing, wonderful staple in the just in the creative world in Milwaukee. She is an amazing woman. She's putting together this this sort of storyteller series called Foxtales. And it's real unique in that there's this beautiful place called the Renaissance Room. It's on Port Washington, sort of tucked away in Glendale. I think it's like something like the 41st 100th block in between Hampton or Capitol and Hampton, like tucked away. And it's like this beautiful atmosphere. It's like a bar almost. And it's like all these comfy chairs and, you know, just real, a warm environment. And she just has a few people come up and just tell their story based on a topic. And it's real, I don't know how to put it. It's just so welcoming. It's like a perfect stranger sharing this very personal, sometimes comedic, sometimes real serious story based on these topics. And this Friday, the topic is crash and burn. And I have numerous stories about that.
Ouch.
So, yeah, I know, right?
We all do.
Yeah, I'm saying, right? And so the cool thing about it is when she approached me about it, she says, well, I don't want you to practice. I don't want you to, just go over it a few times of what it sounds like. But don't come in scripted. Don't come in, you know, rehearsed. It's like you want to be as natural and as, you know, personable as possible. So it does bring a very cool element to it. Yeah.
That sounds like a great topic.
Yeah.
A lot of entertaining stories. And also this Saturday, there's an event. Is that an official Broken Genius event?
Nope. We just we support people who are a part of the project. I know Nigel, at least now I know the date. he has Foxtales, and he's a part of that. And then you have Bobby Drake, who can I say this on the radio? Blue Team?
Yeah, you can say Blue Team on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. he's a part of Blue Team, and that's an insider with all of those guys. But Bobby Drake is going to be a part of Artery, which is going to be taking place on the east side. And it's very interesting. It's very unique. And I believe Bobby is going to bring a new flavor to that event. And we're all working artists. So on our website, BrokenGeniusMKE.com, there's a link or a page called Dates. And we're going to be filling that throughout the summer and beyond, because we hope to continue to do this after the premiere. Especially with all of the good sponsors that we have. So
yes.
We're in a blessed position, and we're very thankful for it.
Where again is the Artery event happening this Saturday?
I think it's off of Keefin Richards.
Okay. They can find that information, like you said, on your website.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And the official debut is happening this November on the 21st?
21st and 22nd, 7:30 to 9, South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. And tickets are also available on website as well.
Okay, wonderful. And Montreal, what is it like working with spoken word artists. How is it working in this project different from doing, it seems like it might be easier in some ways, but maybe more of a challenge in others. I'm just curious from a musician's point of view.
I'll start with a blanket statement saying. Artists are sensitive.
Yes. Oh, yes, we are.
I've been in a really fortunate position to where I was actually working on a project for myself. So I had music prepared. It was interesting to find out which songs went with which artist. And that is almost like finding out, you know, if you were a father or a parent, what your child wants to do when they grow up. It's one of those things where you got to be really careful because the sounds that you create can completely change the dynamic of what they're saying. For some songs, it wasn't the right song. And it wasn't a harsh feedback. It was just more so one of those opportunities to grow and create from scratch. I would say is Christopher has created an opportunity for me to have creative autonomy with music. So for me, it's been one of those situations where having these one-off opportunities to work with the artist individually and really find out why. We ask why before we create it. Why did you choose this piece? What did you think about this piece? What does this piece mean to you? And as I listen to their story, it's just like scoring a film. So it was one of those opportunities where you have this person that has the perfect script. You have an awesome director, and all you have to do is create. So I would honestly say it hasn't been as tough as I thought it would be just because our team is solid. You know, everybody that's a part of this cast are professionals, and it's not like they just started this year, even 4 or 5 years ago. Everybody's been doing it for some time. So just having that opportunity, not to mention working with strings, Monique Elise, having her playing the violin, it gives you more flavor. As a person that I would say, I consider myself a lone wolf, this family has changed that. I'm running with a pack now, and everybody in the pack, you know, we're all survivors, you know, and our instincts kick in, and the next thing you know, you'll have our buddy Shane Loffman come in on guitar, and it's this warm feel like you're having the best Sunday 7-course dinner. So I can honestly say it's a feast when we get together.
Does it feel like you guys have now like a group, a team, whereas maybe you're kind of more individual artists in the past?
It's definitely a family because you have, I guess, exchanges with Fiery Phoenix, who's kind of like an elder amongst some of the younger poets like Brit Nicole and Naima, and they have exchanges. And then between Bobby, Remy the Gambit, and Nigel, they kind of came in pretty much family-oriented. And that's just spreading, and the silliness is spreading as well.
Yeah.
And I guess with Monique Lee, Shane, and Montreal, their whole exchange is very interesting to like watch it all form together. And then you have the manager, Jessica Harris, and myself, and we're just watching, and they call us mother and father for some reason, like mom and dad.
Oh, for some reason?
Yeah.
Because you show up late, they will let you know that you're late, and let you know never to happen again. It's like with poets, you know, we have a bad just habit of being late all the time. And, you know, we'll try to sneak into practice, and Jessica will be standing right there like, you know you're late, right?
Now here's a cookie.
Yeah.
Because we got to be perfection for this city. We got to raise the standard, and we have to be that example. So, yeah, we're hard on ourselves, but, I mean, we have fun. But we get to business. We have to because we're already young or younger, but we can't let that, I guess, be a deteriorating fact for some people to not have faith in the youth. We have to change that. So and all these sponsors, they've invested their time, their resources, in some aspects their capital for the sake of this production. So I mean, we're very thankful for that, and we just want to make sure that we deliver something good, not only for them, not only for the city, but just for the one who gave us this gift. So
wow. Well, I know you guys have to go. I want to ask one more quick question, Christopher, if you could tell me just a little bit, because you've, beyond Broken Genius, you've also been working with the Bronzeville District and Alderwoman Coggs. Could you tell me just a little bit about Bronzeville Week?
Oof, Bronzeville Week is a cultural art experience, considering it's an art district. And I've been appointed recently on the Bronzeville Advisory Committee. We're just going to do a whole lot in reference to economics, community, art, and just bringing the focus and the rich history back of Bronzeville. And Alderwoman Cox, she's a very extreme lover of the arts. So when I told her about this concept and a few things we're going to be doing in schools, she just said, let me know how I can help. No questions asked. So it definitely has great leadership, a person who cares about the community. And Brownsville Week is something you have to experience. Last year, Kane, he shot it because we're all Renaissance men here, I guess. But I do film and a few other things. So does Kane. And he shot one of the events that I put together with Della Wells, Sanji Hunt, and her husband. And it was very well received from the community. So we're going to see if we can just raise the bar, raise the standard.
Wonderful. And that's August 2nd through 9th?
No, yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And for more information on that, is there also a link through your website?
There will be.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you so much, Nigel, Christopher, and Montreal for coming in today. I really appreciate it. And we definitely want to have you back before the official debut in November. So thanks again, members of Broken Genius, for coming in to WUWM at night today.
Thank you very much.